Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Hey, how are you?
Okay. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, of course. My name's Jesser from Cotality. I saw that you had submitted a request the other day on Mitigate. Wanted to see what had you interested, if you were joining a TPA or if you guys were just looking for a tool to help document in the field.
Yeah, so basically we're a general contractor company and a subcontractor company. We work with most of the restoration companies in Canada, London, Ontario. So what we're looking for something that we can add a job to, grade a job number, and then keep track of documentation, notes, pictures, all that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. And you mentioned being GC or a subcontractor company. What services do you guys offer?
We do water damage, fire damage, mold, reconstruction, contents.
Okay. And then with the subcontracting part, are you guys the subcontractors, or are you guys dealing with subcontractors?
We're the subcontractors.
Gotcha. Okay. So were you guys using any tools currently, or to help
No.
in the day-to-day?
We're just using
Gotcha.
Excel sheets and just regular stuff.
Okay. Most of the time, when I talk to GCs, they're using something like Xactimate. Is that the case for you guys?
Yeah, sometimes we use Xactimate for estimating jobs.
And then, are you guys using anything for accounting, like QuickBooks or Sage?
Yeah, QuickBooks, yeah.
Oh, okay. Did that happen to be online or desktop, if you know?
Online.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, so it sounds like that Mitigate could help with the document side, with the photos, notes, moisture readings, especially with the room scan to sketch and housing documents. Since you guys were offering so many different services, so typically water, fire, or mold companies find the most value out of Mitigate.
Yeah.
But when I see reconstruction, most of the time companies also find value looking into Dash. I wasn't sure. Have you heard of that before?
Yes.
Okay. So, brief recap of Dash. It's a job management tool where you can see the work in progress of all of your different jobs across all of your different services. And
Yeah.
it would connect to Mitigate, where Mitigate's the field document tool, whereas Dash would house all of that information with the jobs and the tracking referrals, as well as your business financials. But where it really
Gotcha.
comes in handy for recon or reconstruction is the job costing portion, where it makes it a lot easier to parse out information from Xactimate, as well as automating your profit margins on that. So that way you don't have to manually type in like Excel spreadsheets, for example. And it integrates with Xactimate and QuickBooks. So anything that happens within those systems will just populate in Dash. So that's why I bring up Dash. Just out of curiosity, how many jobs are you guys kind of doing overall a month, would you say, on average?
I would say a year, we do up to 200.
Oh, wow. Is that
Or
like
could be
all?
less.
Oh, okay. Just rough estimate, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys particularly do, is a lot of that like residential or commercial work, or
No,
what does that
I
look
would say
like?
90% is residential.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. So just so that I can recap and make sure I'm understanding what you're kind of looking for something out of a system. It's the field documentation piece for the notes, photos, all of that documentation, as well as being able to track all of your job information.
Yep.
Do I have that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Was there anything else you would add to that list in terms of,
no,
like, what you're looking for?
No, that's all we need at this time. We're looking at this time. So if you can give me some pricing, how much the cost and how usually you guys charge, I can go back to the team and discuss that with the team. And if it works out for us, I will email you back and we can turn that on as soon as we can.
Gotcha. Okay. So on my end, I actually don't deal with the pricing portion. Typically, it sounds like it could be a possible good fit for you guys, and obviously you're doing your due diligence and research. Typically, with next steps, what they would look like is I would schedule a demonstration. It would take an hour and a half, or it would be blocked out for an hour and a half, but it could be done within an hour. It's just give you guys leeway to ask any questions, and you can have yourself or your team on there as well, so you guys could get a hands-on or eyes on it at least and ask your questions and how it would work with your day-to-day. And then after that demonstration is when the representative for Canada would reach out, or well, he'd probably reach out beforehand, but to introduce himself. But typically strongly suggest taking a look at a demonstration first, so that way you could kind of just see how it works, because I could send you a recorded video, but it's a very vague and very very brief video of what the product looks like.
Yeah, so starting tomorrow, I'm going to be away until end of next week. I mean, if you're going to schedule something, it's going to be for the following week. But during that time, if you like to send that video so I can have the team to look on it, and then when I come back, we can schedule a Zoom meeting or the hour and a half, then we can go through it again.
Okay. Yeah. I'm more than glad to send over that video while you're away, and that way your team can get a better idea. And then we could set aside that hour and a half time frame. So that way, instead of, like, this whole A to Z demonstration, it could be more like a Q&A.
Yeah, sure. We'll do that.
Okay. Well, I have my calendar pulled up for the week after next week, the week of the 16th. It's looking pretty open right now, so I was just curious what time frame would work best for you guys, morning or afternoon?
Will be afternoon. So the 16th. I will put it for the 20th. Friday.
20th. Oh, okay. Yeah. And you guys were Eastern time, correct? So it's around 8:52 right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So right now I have anything from 1 o'clock, and the latest demonstration I could do would be 3:30, like start time at 3:30.
Let's do 3:30 if it's not like a problem for you.
Okay. Awesome, then. I'll shoot over that email. You're going to receive two emails from me. One is going to be that demo invite. So it's going to say -demo/Ahmad/ and then ProMaster Contractors.
Yep.
Okay. So when that hits your inbox, if you could hit accept, that way it could just serve as a reminder on both our calendars. I'd really appreciate that. And then the second email you're going to receive from me, it's going to contain the contact information for the representative for Canada, as well as your video demonstrations of Dash and Mitigate. So that way you could just get a better idea of how those work together and what they would kind of look like. And then come time for the 20th, we could just make that a whole Q&A and take a look at both systems. Or it's not even two systems, they're integrated, so, but.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. Would you mind if I just ask, like, two more questions just to make sure we could tailor that for you?
Of course.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I was curious, were you guys doing any TPA work, or was it all just independent work?
Independent work. So.
Okay. Gotcha. And then for as far as timeline goes, are you guys kind of in like a research phase, like maybe within the next 6 months, or is this something that's more of a priority to get in place at within the next month or so?
It could wait up to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know, we've been going alone for the best 2-3 years, but we feel it's time right now to change, and then mm-hmm. because the team is growing up and then the work is growing up, mm-hmm. it could wait. That's fine.
Gotcha. So assuming it fits what you guys were looking for in terms of like field documentation and like job tracking, would it be something that you guys would feel comfortable moving forward with, or is it just we're just doing our research right now and then we'll see?
Yeah, well, we're really interested to move in with that.
Mm-hmm.
But first, you know, we have to look at the budget and we have to look at the costing, so that way we can know where our feet are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally fair, especially with what I'd imagine could be a bigger investment, especially with you guys growing and everything. So,
yeah, no, of course.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'll jump off this call. I'll shoot over that invite for the 20th at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. If you could hit accept on that, I'd appreciate that. And then I'll get your video demos on the way.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Well, I typically
so
do. Yeah, no problem. I typically do I just lost the word for it, a courtesy call, but typically day of or day before, but since it is further out, would you mind if I gave you a call, say, maybe that Wednesday or Tuesday, just to make sure that time still works for you?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Was there any preference in there, like morning or afternoon or whichever day?
Not really. No, any time of the day will work for me. I'm always up for a call.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. And Ahmad, I wasn't sure if I caught this earlier, but what was your role at ProMaster Contractors?
Owner. I own the business.
Oh. Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Was there anyone else you wanted me to forward that invite to, or just you for now?
Just me for now, and I'll have them in the same room with me that day. We'll do like a screen hookup, and we can all see what's going on there.
Okay, awesome. Sounds good. Well, I really appreciate your time, Ahmad. I know how crazy things can get in restoration, and I'll send over that information, those two emails, the invite, and your video demos, and I'll reach out the 17th or the 18th, and take care. I hope you enjoy your time off.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. Take care.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.